This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea said Monday it had tested a mid-range ballistic missile Sunday, according to state news agency KCNA, the first time a nuclear-capable missile of that size has been launched since 2017. The launch was first reported by South Korean and Japanese authorities Sunday. Analysts and officials said the test appeared to involve an intermediate-range ballistic missile, which North Korea has not tested since it suspended testing its largest missiles and its nuclear weapons in 2017. KCNA said the missile launch was conducted in a way to ensure the safety of neighboring countries and that the test warhead was fitted with a camera that took photos while it was in space. Kiev urged Moscow Sunday to pull back its troops from Ukraine's border and continue dialogue with the West if it is serious about de-escalating tensions that have soared surrounding fears of a Russian invasion. The Kremlin has deployed more than 100,000 troops and heavy armor along Ukraine's borders, according to the West, which fears the Kremlin will stage an incursion. Moscow has denied plans for an invasion and said it does not want war, but is seeking security guarantees from Washington and NATO to curb the eastward's expansion of the alliance. U.S. senators are very close to reaching a deal on legislation to sanction Russia over its actions on Ukraine, including some measures that may take effect before any invasion, two leading senators said Sunday. One Democratic and one Republican senator said they hope to move forward on the bill this week. The Democrats said their strong bipartisan resolve to support Ukraine and to punish Russia if it invades Ukraine. Senior Biden administration officials will hold a classified briefing for senators Thursday. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi military spokesperson said Sunday evening that the Iran-allied group would disclose within the next few hours details of a new military operation deep inside the United Arab Emirates. He made the announcement on Twitter but gave no further details. There was no UAE confirmation that the Gulf country was under attack by the Houthis. The UAE is a regional commercial and tourism hub. The Houthis launched a deadly strike on Abu Dhabi January 17th and a second foiled missile assault Monday after UAE-backed Yemeni militias intervened along front lines where the Houthis had made inroads last year. About 1,400 U.S. flights were canceled Sunday after the northeastern part of the country was walloped by a fierce winter storm a day earlier. Several U.S. states had declared emergencies in response to the storm, which formed in the Atlantic Ocean off the Carolinas. Greece's conservative government defeated a censure vote in Parliament Sunday over its handling of a snowstorm that buried a key Athens motorway and left thousands without electricity for days. The motion brought forward the main opposition leader fell 9 votes short, with just 142 lawmakers in the 300-seat parliament in favor. The former prime minister has called the government's response to the Monday snowstorm that buried Athens and other parts of Greece a fiasco. He told the PM in Parliament Sunday, resign and call for elections, accusing the government of also failing in its management of the pandemic and its response to mounting energy prices. Polls closed and counting started Sunday evening in the Portuguese general election. After polls closed, an exit poll suggested the center-left Socialist Party has been reelected, beating its main rival, the center-right Social Democratic Party. The poll by Portugal's Catholic University for Public Broadcaster RTP estimated the socialists collected between 37% and 42% of Sunday's vote, with the Social Democrats taking 30% to 35%. The poll did not take into account eligible voters who live abroad and can vote by mail. After a one-year hiatus due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, the large Chinese community living in Buenos Aires and local residents gathered Sunday to celebrate the Chinese New Year 2 days in advance. The traditional dance of dragons and lions appeared among the attendees, who hurried to touch them, a gesture considered good luck for the year ahead. February 1st marks the beginning of the Lunar Year and the Year of the Tiger. The 12-year Chinese astrological cycle starts Monday, waving farewell to the Year of the Ox. Via remote, Diane Roberts,